O Lord, Lord, Almighty King, for all things are in thy power, and there is none that can resist thy will, if thou determine to save Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, you have your day of recollection on a very remarkable feast day, since today we commemorate a great 19th century Passionist, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin. He belonged to that great order of the Passionists, whose aim was to keep alive in the minds of men the memory of our Lord's sufferings and death on the cross. There are many remarkable similarities between Saint Gabriel and our Lenten saint, Little Flower, Saint Therese. The very first sermon Little Therese understood when attending church with her parents and sisters was one on the Passion. Like Gabriel, Therese also spent countless time checking the mailbox if the granting answer for religious life would have arrived. As Therese, Gabriel also had siblings in religious life, and both of them were well prepared to enter one themselves. Both of them wanted to be a priest, but could never reach their dream, and both of them died very young, only 24 years of age. Saint Gabriel was born in Assisi and called Francis in memory of his seraphic fellow townsman, Saint Francis of Assisi. He wanted to become a Passionist, but he had one major obstacle to conquer. His father, Sante Possenti, was not thrilled about it. When Cecchino, that was Francis's pet name among the family, told his father that he decided to apply to Passionists and asked his blessing, he turned to his son and said, "I could never approve a son of mine joining a group like the Passionists. The diocese, yes, for then one day your talents and abilities would be recognized. I would even consider the Jesuits, but those Passionists, never. In my judgment, they are simply pious peasants." Eventually, little Francis convinced his father and impulsively threw his arm around Sante and tried to tell him the gratitude that welled in his heart. But the joy was not mutual. The old man just patted his son's shoulder listlessly. When Francis left his father and his home village, both of which he would never see again, his joy knew no limit when he finally arrived to the Passionist monastery. And when it came time for him to receive his habit, he and other postulants knelt to receive their new names, indicating admission to a new family, each wondering what name the novice master would bestow upon him. When it became Francis's turn, the novice master said, "Francis Possenti, you will henceforth be known as Confrater Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin." The name Gabriel was in honor of the archangel, who brought the news to Mary that she was to be the mother of God. And the title was that of her sorrows. And Gabriel was moved with joy, even if he had been left to pick a name for himself, he felt he could hardly have found a better one. Alone in his room that evening, Gabriel wrote to his father, "The long-desired day has come at last. Today I put on, with unutterable joy, the holy religious habit and took the name of Confrater Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin. Up to now, I have not had the least shadow of a difficulty, either as regards the religious life or my vocation." Reading this, Santa's heart sank. It didn't sound as if his son would be returning soon. The rigorous life of the Passionists soon took their price. The fasting, discipline, hours of kneeling, going up and down stairs, the heat and cold, all that worn Saint Gabriel down. Then he had an acute attack on bronchitis, and his health suddenly collapsed. When the students of the monastery traveled to the cathedral to receive minor orders, Gabriel was so spent when they arrived that the director had to help him to bed. The next morning he was able to participate in the ordination rites. He received tonsure and the four minor orders, and it was arranged that the class would return after a few months for the subdiaconate. But because of the growing political unrest of revolutionary movements, travel to the cathedral was very dangerous, and the provincial of the Passionists did not want to expose the students to such danger. He decided, therefore, to defer the ordinations for a year. At September, Gabriel would have received subdiaconate, and in Christmas, the diaconate and priesthood. Now these hopes were gone. He wrote to his father, "Last Saturday, I was to have been ordained to the subdiaconate, but that had to be cancelled. May the holy will of God be done." Saint Gabriel never reached the priesthood he so lovingly desired, but died in following February. In the letter to his father, his novice master wrote, "Would you believe it? Owing to my grief and sorrow, I have been bedridden for a whole month. The death of your son made me so disconsolate that there were some days when they thought I would follow him. You may think this an exaggeration, but if you could only see my heart, you would know. He made such great strides in so few years. In comparison, what have we accomplished these many years? To our confusion, we must admit that he far surpassed us and reached the fullness of a long career in a very brief time." These words sum up the life and personality of Saint Gabriel. In 5 years, he became a saint, not by doing extraordinary things, but simply by doing the ordinary ones extraordinary well. When a young Scottish priest suggested to the Sisters of St. Therese that they undertake steps towards the process of canonization, they were astonished. Nothing in Therese's life seemed to warrant such a project. But little did they realize how much in value a smallest deed done for the love of God counts next to immortal and praise-gaining accomplishments which are valued by the world. Also, like his namesake, the Holy Archangel, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, can truly be said to be a messenger of redemption and example to everyone. You children have all been spiritually raised from the dead by holy baptism. Therefore, you should walk in the newness of a holy life. Remember the praise the novice master gave to his holy student, Saint Gabriel, that he became a saint not by extraordinary deeds, but doing his ordinary deeds extraordinary well. In all the days of your life, use your whole soul and body for the practice of good works, for the sake of love of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.